Married 50 years. From those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to our show. So we have moved over here to Times, and I am so excited to be here. And when we created this show several years ago, it was my deepest desire to bring to you the experts from around the world that had the keys and the secrets and the tools to the happily ever after life. And as the show journeyed on, we realized that there were so many levels of relationships that needed to be explored. We had those that were finding love for the first time. We had people who had been married 50, 60 years that were looking for intimacy. Those who had been married 4, 5, 6 times looking to communicate and to make this one stick, or combining families, or people who have lost their spouses at war or to illness or disease that were starting over, and people combining families. And as we rode the roller coaster of emotions, of the happily ever after and relationships, there was a gem in our journey. And I had the chance and the opportunity to interview, I know to be one of the most extraordinary people on the planet. And I have brought her here to speak with you today. We are speaking today with Susan Dea Hamway, who is a conscious lawyer, an Aquarian lawyer, and everything that she does is with heart and spirit and soul and goodness and intentionality. And when we're thinking about couples and relationships, we're thinking about stepping down that aisle and that life is going to be wonderful and wondrous. And many times it doesn't work out the way that we had hoped or planned and expected, and life takes its turns. And then you hear these horror stories of when people are getting divorced, how they are so cruel and mean to each other, and how kids get caught in the battlefield. And also so many families that are healthy and well that are fighting for the rights of their kids or their families today. And she should be the very first call. And so I'm thrilled, I'm honored, and I'm privileged to introduce today's very special guest, Susan Dea Hamway. Dea, welcome to the show.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Nicole, for such a beautiful introduction.
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely love what you do, and I can't wait to dive into it. One of the questions I always love to ask my guests is the did you know factor, you know, when you were a little girl. I mean, a mediator takes a very special person, like when there are two kids fighting in the playground, were you the one that said, stop?
I was definitely the child in the family that was the peacemaker. There were three of us growing up together, and my sister was kind of a bully, and I would always step in and protect my younger brother, and I always, like, just wished there was more peace in the family. Yeah, it was like, something that I do remember as a child, being a peacemaker of the family.
Awesome.
And, yeah, and then, you know, my dad was also a lawyer, so, when I was a little girl, I would go to work with him, and he was just a really kind, loving soul, and he had, he worked with families, and their trusts and their money issues and all that. So kind of was, I think, groomed for this, you know?
That's incredible. And I mean, that's definitely something when we talk about estate planning and wills and trusts. And as you talk about somebody that needs compassionate heart and a really good listening ear to hear what people want. And then for you, I mean, this is such a specialized field. I can go every single day of my life for the rest of my life and not run into somebody else. This is what they do. This is like being a beekeeper. You know, you must, you know, jobs that people say you do what?
You do what? Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, what I love about what I do is that, during those really challenging times where people are transitioning out of relationships and getting divorced and there's all these issues with their children and everything, you know, I can hold that space for them and just offer an alternative to, you know, at the therapy system where they can feel safe and supported, moving through things, and they can, you know, talk about their emotions and feel things and all of that too, in our space. So it's very rewarding.
Amazing. So when people come to you, first of all, your office, I want to share with people, is a houseboat, right?
Well, it's a Chris Kapp yacht. Yeah, it's a Chris Kapp yacht. It's a restored Chris Kapp yacht, a 59-foot Chris Kapp yacht that we restored, and we created our office space in the lounge on the second level. Yeah.
So what is it like for people to come out and be on the ocean instead of going to an attorney's office, you know, where everything is leather and dark and whatever, you know?
No, they're like, what? I have never heard of that. You have to come to your office on a yacht? Really? Wow, that sounds great. Some people go, can I get a divorce? They're just joking. But, I get a lot of really positive feedback because coming aboard the yacht and being able to sit and smell the fresh air and look at the ocean is a really calming effect, and the vibration, setting a vibrational tone of relaxation and all that really helps people. So they're not in a stuffy law office or at a courthouse, which, you know, often creates anxiety. So yes, I love that we're on the water, and I feel like our clients really enjoy that space.
That's fabulous. And then when does somebody call you? Because I know, you know, so many people who have gotten divorced, and the first thing is like, oh, I'm going to get an attorney and I'm going to tear that person apart. And that can't be what they're calling you, not because they want to tear someone apart, is it? Or do they come with that and then you say, whoa, there's another way of doing this?
Yeah. Well, clients come to me in a lot of different ways. Some clients come to me that they'll hear through a friend or through a former client, you know, that went through a divorce, and I said, you know, we went to settlement work, you know, that's the name of my business, settlement work. And they were, you know, we got through a divorce, and it, you know, we saved a lot of money and time, and it was really a nice experience. You know, you should try that before you go and get a lawyer, and, you know, you guys spend a lot of money on all of that. Try to see if you can work it out yourselves with these mediators on the water. You know, it's a great alternative. So generally, like that, somebody in the community or the outer community will have heard of what I do, and they'll share that with somebody, and then they'll call us, and then we give them, and we tell them about what we do, and often they'll come in for a consultation and see if it's right for them, and you know, they have options. You know, they can still have a lawyer, and then they can come to mediation, but most of our clients come to mediation because my business partner and I, you know, we're both family lawyers, so we can actually sit with them, and there's not really a need for a lawyer. There's maybe a lawyer can look over the final agreement, but not during the process. Usually they come themselves, which is what we really like, because that way they can really open up, and we can help guide them along the way.
Do people ever come to you, and after coming to you, they end up together because you've made them remember why they fell in love or something like that?
We've had a couple instances, yes, that, you know, we're astonished sometimes that when people come to us, like, they're actually, their friendship, you know, like, they actually like each other a lot, you know, and they start talking, and they start listening to each other again, and they're like, you know, maybe we should give it another shot or try, and do you have any recommendations where we can go? And, of course, we have a lot of referrals that we can give out to people. And, you know, sometimes they'll go and they'll get either counseling or they'll go through a program for couples, intimacy, you know, couples, and there's many around that are very, very good. And then they'll stay in a relationship, see if it works out. And once in a while, they'll come back in a year or two to us and say, you know what, we tried, we're ready. We feel like it's time for us to move on. But at least they feel 100% about it. Like sometimes people come in and they're not 100%, you know. So, yeah. And I love that. I love that when a couple of people get back together and they never come back and they stay together. But I must say, for the most part, most of our clients choose, like, they're already saying, you know, our sacred contract maybe it's complete, or it's time for us to move on, and we want to do this in a conscious way. The majority of our clients are that.
It's so beautiful to say, I want to do this consciously. And I love when you talk about consciously uncoupling or, you know, being an advocate for the kids. And I know when we come back from break, I really want to get into the children, because I know that in so many realms, I know there was a very famous medical case that you were involved in, working with the child's rights, that you're, you know, very much an advocate in, you know, the world of people's rights with vaccines, and also in the middle of the divorce, putting the child first, or the child's needs or welfare, and not having that child be, you know, a bargaining chip or something in the process. And I think in talking to you through the years and following your work, your love of children and your commitment to kids is really astounding. And I know that we're jumping to a break in just a second, but I seem to remember somewhere one of your bios saying that you even were teaching yoga for kids or something at one point. Is that?
Yeah. Well, I was a children's lawyer for 6 years in South Central Los Angeles, and I represented kids for 6 years before I got into this whole conscious mediation. When I was a young lawyer, I just love. I guess I have a sensitivity to children and their needs, and I've always been drawn to supporting them and representing them. So, yes.
That's beautiful. Okay, so when we come back, I would love to talk about your work with the kids, because everything separates you from every other attorney. You know, being on the boat, being a conscious lawyer, being an aquarium lawyer, helping people uncoupling, being an advocate for the children. And I know that you even have videos out teaching people the proper usage of words and the proper languaging around uncoupling. And so, so much more to share when we come back. Here.
Of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brennan. We are back. I love it. Sounds like lounge music. I always just want to lay back and take a nap when I hear that. We are here today with the beautiful, the spectacular, the talented, the gifted, magical, and certainly one of the most heart-centered people I've ever come across, Susan Day Hamway. We are talking about her journey into love in a whole different way as a conscious attorney, and just before the break, we were talking about your dedication and your devotion to children. And I didn't realize that you are a children's lawyer, that that's where you started.
Yeah, I did. I did 6 years in juvenile justice court, which is in South Central Los Angeles. And I represented kids who, you know, who got in trouble with the law, basically had misdemeanor and felonies and truancies at school and all kinds of things. So really got to help children work with the families and the judge and the system and try to help fashion some solutions that work for them. You know, some cases were very serious, you know, they're tried as adults. So it's really, really very rewarding work for me as a lawyer.
That's amazing. And I know that you've been involved in some really big cases. I was watching like, The Raw Milk and all of these different cases, but there was one case that was a national case where you actually were working on the rights of a child as far as his medical care, I believe.
Yeah, that was Danny Hauser in Minnesota. It was a case in a family in rural Minnesota. Didn't believe in chemo and radiation for their treatment of their child's Hodgkin's lymphoma. They actually wanted to go to another country and get some less invasive treatment for their son. And they went to a doctor who actually turned them into Child Protective Services because they wouldn't follow the protocol that he wanted to give them for the chemo. And it was a court case that was threatening to take him away from his family. And it drew a lot of attention. And it was very fascinating I still see that family as heroes for standing for what they believed in. That was what that case was about.
That's incredible. And I know now that you're, you know, an advocate for parents' rights where vaccines are concerned as well.
There's a really, really big issue right now in the United States, and that's the whole trying to push legislation both federally and within each state to pass a law to make vaccinations mandatory for all children to go to public school, to go to school. And that's really, it really does infringe on our constitutional rights and our informed consent and our parents' rights to choose what's best for our children. So it's a very, very, polarizing topic for the medical community and the pharmaceutical companies and the rights of parents. And there's a lot that's coming out now, and people are getting educated, and it's a fascinating area of issue right now. And, a lot of us parents, that's just one thing that we want to keep, our right to choose what's best for our children. Mm-hmm.
That's so special. And I mean, it's such a huge controversy right now. You really can't turn on the news or the radio or pick up a newspaper without there being an article on vaccines. And I think that so many times children's rights get lost. And I think nowhere is that more prevalent than in divorce. And so what is that like for you? I remember once that I had some friends and that they were getting divorced and they bought their children a house. They did. They actually bought their children a house, and that was the kids' house. And the mother and the father both got like little tiny apartments somewhere. And half the week, the mother came and lived at the kids' house. And half the week, the father came and lived at the kids' house. And the kids never had to be shuttled back and forth. They never had to move their clothes or their toys. And I thought that was just the best solution that I had ever
heard. That's so beautiful. If the family be able to afford to do that, that's like a wonderful solution. I know that a lot of families like to keep the family home intact so the kids get to stay in either the home they grew up in or a home, you know, so stabilizing. But that's a really good choice, I suppose, if you have the funds to be able to do that. Then you know, a lot of families when they get, you know, go into the divorce process, all of a sudden there's two homes that they have to pay for and a lot more expensive. So they've got to really see what they have with their resources and work out what's best. You know, usually I do always remind my clients that I feel like you have to keep your kids in mind first. It's really important. They're watching you through this process, and you know, well, make your decisions based on what's best for them. So keeping them in mind.
That's so. I love that you do that, that you're, you know, walking forward, forging with this stick and really caring about these kids. And then I was watching videos of you teaching people words, language. Oh. And can you share a little bit about that? Because I had never even thought about language when people are separating or divorcing, ending a relationship. Yeah.
So, you know, in a lot of relationships, communication breaks down. You know, there's a lot of communication breakdown. And one of the tools that we use in our practice is it's called nonviolent communication. It's called sometimes called conscious communication. And, you know, there's other words too. So we really set the stage for everyone to, you know, nobody can talk over anyone and everyone listens to when everyone speaks. And at the same time, we empower them to use words as I choose rather than, you know, I want. But, you know, everything's a choice. And a lot of times when you're going through these times, like, you feel like there's no solutions. You can't see out of the box. You can't imagine that anything's possible. And you can create something that works for your family, you know, because there's a lot of emotion a lot of times going through this. So we really work with the language people use and try to up-level it so that they can keep, you know, opening to, you know, solutions, basically. And also hearing each other, you know, really hearing what the underlying emotion is that's causing them, you know, that web. A lot of times they can't get to an agreement until they actually express what they really feel. So that's what we do. We allow that safe space for them to go deep and speak the truth.
That's great. Do you recommend classes for communication or things of that sort? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times after a session, they're like, wow, I really like the way you guided us through this. You know, do you know a practitioner where we can learn, you know, practice conscious communication, nonviolent communication? And of course, there are practitioners all over that do that, that are trained, that do that. So yes. And, you know, they teach it in schools and they teach it to parents. They teach it in business. You can apply it anywhere, you know. Can apply these techniques anywhere. So, yeah.
It's so special. I absolutely love it. And the fact that people pick up on your language or pick up on your lingo, and you're so sweet and you're so caring and you have so much concern. And so how do you deal with people that come in that are screaming and yelling and they're volatile and they're mad and they're mean and you know, and I've watched you,
right.
I've seen you so many times and you dress so elegantly and beautifully. I know you don't have the little black and white shirt and the whistle. So
well, but you know, the best thing about what I do is I have a business partner who's male, right? And I'm, of course, female, so the two of us co-mediate together with the couples. Often that's the case. Every once in a while, like, a client will just mediate one-on-one with the couple. But a lot of couples, they prefer actually having a male and a female in the room, both lawyer mediators in the session with them. And so it really helps us hold that space. And, you know, people, yeah, we have the ground rules, but then, of course, emotion comes up or anger or mistrust, and then it can get a little bit loud and a little bit heated. But, you know, we have a way of allowing that to come forward without people completely disrespecting the process. So, you know, we encourage people to show their emotion and to share. As long as the other person, you know, they're not yelling at the same time, you know, that's where the magic happens, when you can get everyone to sort of allow one person to have a stage, even if they're upset, even if they're expressing themselves, you know, allow them to completely express themselves, and the other person just wait their turn, then they can fully express themselves. It really, really creates, I mean, often, you can imagine, often they don't, when they're in a breakdown of a relationship, they haven't had that in a while, because they're constantly combating. They haven't had that opportunity to listen to each other. So I think that's really where the magic happens. And yes, They can show any emotion they want. Once in a while, we'll take a break and one of us will go outside and, you know, for a walk, and they can kind of calm down and have a little time, you know, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes to get through that. We allow that energy to move. So
That's so nice. I just imagine you being on this boat with the wind in your hair and the sunlight and the waves and people furiously yelling in front of you.
It's not always like that. You know, there are people who, we do every once in a while, we have clients who actually, like, they're really well behaved. Like, it sounds so funny, you're telling adults to be behaved, you know. It's okay not to be behaved when you're getting a divorce because you're really upset, right? But no, every once in a while we have couples that are really, really nice to each other, you know. They're like, really, like, are you really getting divorced? It's really nice every once in a while, right?
That's so funny.
You know, so it's, everyone has a different experience, and it's always different. You almost never know, you know, how it's going to go. You don't know how many sessions it's going to take, you know. Some people really know what they want, and there's not a lot of back and forth. And sometimes it takes session after session after session to get to an agreement, you know. So
it's so funny when you talk about people that, you know, really the way that they're so nice to each other. And I know we're jumping to a break in just a second here, but I used to be a gold medal dance instructor for Arthur Murray, a ballroom dance instructor. And new couples would come to take lessons, and they would step on each other's feet, and they'd be like, oh, no, I'm sorry, it's okay. You know, they're like killing each other. And they were so, like, sweet and caring and wanting to support the process. And so I always have that image. So I love the fact that you've had that opportunity as well. And when we come back, I would love to know how people can find you. And then all that's new on your horizon, because I know you have some incredible things that have been happening in your life and organizations and places and spaces that you've been putting your energy into that are really launching pads and groundbreaking places and ideas for the world today. So more with Susan Dunaway when we return here on Hourglass Broad. Relationships. And I'm trying.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride, Bridal Talk Radio, everything relationships. And if you'd like a copy of any of our archive shows over the past few years, some extraordinary shows, and actually we had Daya on one of our shows sharing so much of her experience working with these couples and some of her court cases and just absolutely incredible information. And to get a copy of that show or any of the archive shows, you simply send a text message on your phone to 55678. 55678 is where you send the message, and the message is simply Nicole, and you can download a copy of the show or any of the archive shows. And it's always really fun to get more and more information on the guests, and certainly today's guest is worth the trip to the extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And how do people find you? How does somebody work with you? What's the very best way?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.settlementwork.com. Settlement and then work, WORKS.com. And, you know, they can actually read about what we do in depth, and all the information is there. A picture of our yacht office and all that. And that's how they can find me. Or they can also call 310-210-7550. 310-210-7550.
That's great. And then you work everywhere, right? Because, I mean, this case that you had with Danny was in Minneapolis, so...
Yeah, I do work everywhere. My office is in Marina Del Rey. The yacht office is in Marina Del Rey, so most of my clients are there. And if there is a special case where I have to go somewhere, of course, I'm happy to fly out and support the family. So, yes, I do that. And, you know, I wanted to say what I love that you said is everything is relationship. I love that because it's so true.
It is.
That's all.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you. And then now what's, I read your bio and it reads like the great American novel. It really does, because you have yoga and you work with all these charities. I mean, you're certainly a woman after my own heart. It's this foundation and this charity. And I know that you always have your finger on the pulse of tomorrow today. Whatever is going to be happening, you're already there. You're already present. You're already one of the leaders and certainly the groundbreakers for Jimmy Rhodes. And so tell me what's next for you, because I just think your life is extraordinary and certainly one that we should all be following.
Well, I'd love to talk about a couple of the charities that I'm involved in. One of them is peacenow.com, and we're seeking 1 billion signatures for peace. We have 145 countries now that are involved as people, and once we get that, our agenda, really want to push peace departments in every country around the world.
So that was
that's really exciting.
Peacenow.com.
Peacenow.com, yeah. So that's really an exciting organization. Another organization that I'm working with takes children out into the wilderness. You'd love this, Nicole. It's called Medicines Global Youth Ambassador Program, and we take kids out in the wilderness that may have never gone out anywhere. We take them rock climbing or, you know, hiking and all those kinds of fun stuff, camping. A lot of the kids are inner city kids and kids in continuation school, and a lot of kids who don't have resources have never experienced nature. So I love doing that with the children, too. So we have a lot of trips planned this year.
That's wonderful. I know that there are inner city kids here in Los Angeles, and I've seen schools that have never been to the ocean, and the ocean's maybe 5 miles away, and they've never seen a beach.
Never been to the ocean. Yeah, you're right. So they get to go paddleboarding with this organization and take surf lessons. Like, they have different trips planned for them, you know, from hiking to surfing, and it's just really neat to see their faces because they've you don't imagine, you know. A lot of us who have kids or no children, a lot of our kids have been to these things, but, you know, there's a whole lot of kids who've never experienced any of that. So.
Just
beautiful.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other great projects that I was speaking to you earlier about that I just love, it's called The Palace of Extraordinary Miracles. Poem, P-O-E-M, and it's the project that bringing together sustainability and wellness in a resort that showcases what's possible. And, you know, these resort properties are going to have edible gardens, and they're going to have wellness centers, and they're solar, and, you know, all the new technologies that are out there, so people can really come and experience, have a real experience of, you know, sort of another dimensional world almost, I feel like it, you know, and healing walls and crystal walls and all kinds of fun stuff.
That's great. So for somebody to be involved with Extraordinary Miracles Poem, what are you looking for you now? Are you looking for affiliates? Are you looking for funding? Are you looking for teachers?
So what's happened now is there's several sites around the world that have been located, and we're putting together the funding now. We have a really great team that's forming, and we're also adding to our advisory board. We're constantly looking for masters in the field, because we're going to have resort destination resorts where the masters in the field and the healers can come, and they can, use the resort and have a week long or a 3-day or anything. It's going to be something really special. There's some of them around the world, but we sure could use a lot more of them, because there's a lot of healing going on.
It just sounds luscious to have a resort with sustainability and wellness and the top world masters. And as you're talking about the solar and sort of a dream world or a portal or another dimension to another time and space and world. And it's just all of it just makes you want to dive right in. I always feel like when somebody talks about something like Extraordinary Miracles Poem, it's so fabulous, but it reminds me of the water slides that you're on when you're a kid. And it's like really scary at the top, and then you go in, and then you're in there, and you're like, again, let me do it again. Because it sounds like the kind of place that you would go to that each and every time you would want to come back again and again and again to be able to dive in to this pool of just fabulous people and energy and light.
That's what it is. It's pulling together all of those things in one physical locations, so that people can have that experience of what's possible. Because there's so, like you and me, we both know there's just so many brilliant beings on the planet that have stewarded so many wonderful technologies and have all so many solutions that are, you know, in beautiful alignment with Mother Nature. So just exciting to be part of a project that's going to take that and really, really take that to the next level. So I'm excited about that.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. And how do you navigate the waters of your life? Because I know for myself, I'm involved like you are with all of these charities and all of these things. And I took the passion test at one time, and Chris Atwood are really good friends of mine. And it's funny, because of all of the workshops I've done, it was the one I think that's influenced me the most, because everything I do, you know, it's a friend's birthday party, or I could take a trapeze class tonight, or I could work on my and then I look at all the things I could do tonight, and I could say, so which one of these things is moving me closer to my passion and closer to my heart, closer to my soul? And sometimes that means I have to call a friend I care about very much and say, I love you and your life is definitely worth celebrating. And how about if I take you to lunch or dinner next week? You know, and I end up taking that trapeze class or doing that thing, you know, the thing that is drawing my heart. And so how do you move forward into all of these spaces and places that you're living and leading right now?
You know, I just keep trusting my guidance more and more. As you said, there's so many opportunities that come our way. And, you know, I sometimes feel like this beautiful mosaic spider web of opportunities, you know, that come in your way. And I just have to trust my heart. And, like, you know, sometimes I have like you said, like you feel like it's time to make that call or do that thing. And I just kind of, I go with that. I just go with my heart. I have my heart lead. At least I can say the majority of the time my heart is leading. Or I attempt to do that through my yoga practice too. That really helps keep me centered. I do something every day to keep me centered. And I think that's my guidepost. It really helps me navigate all these opportunities.
That's such great
and like
advice.
You sit in one day, yeah. Some days, you know, my day changes right in midstream. Like I'm sure yours does too. You know. I think it's going. What is it called? Reverend Michael once said, "He goes just go, just glow and glow." I remember him saying that.
So, that's great advice.
Glow and flow.
And I love that you stay centered. And I know that we lose you in just a couple of minutes. So I just wanted to ask you before you go, I know that you have a son and he's a teenager. And as a mediator and as somebody who's, you know, work with children so much and so many kids today are so cool and there's bullying and there's, is there advice that you give him or that you could tell other parents to give their kids to sort of stay even and not?
On the bullying issue, you know, I always teach my son, I feel like I teach my son to always be kind to others, you know, and I know that kindness, if he sees someone being bullied or, you know, to just tell a parent or tell a teacher or speak up, you know, don't allow that to continue. You know, if he can't say something himself, like to just let people know so that the child doesn't get bullied. And I know that my son, he's very conscious of that. And he just really, really shows up for his friends in that way. He's shared many stories with me over the last few years. So, I think it's really important that they speak up to these children. It's a big, big issue right now. Just encourage your children to speak up.
Be kind. I like
that. Children and protect the kids at the school. You know, sometimes they save their life actually by speaking up. You know? Yeah.
Stay with me just until we come back from break.
Okay.
Stay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and we're here with Susan Dea Hamway, and I know that you have to run off, but I wanted to thank you so much for your time and your wisdom and your knowledge and your generosity and your heart and spirit and soul and dedication to these kids and these families and these people and to the planet, the world, and all that you're doing, because truly, every day, like you're saying, every day you stay centered. And I know that every day you're making a difference in this world and in the lives of others. And you're just such a special, special, wonderful person. And I thank you so much for being with here and sharing this information with us.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. I just love being on your show, and I'm so honored by you asking me to be a guest. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely having you here. So Settlement Works, say it one more time.
Settlementworks.com.
Settlementworks.com.
Settlementworks.com, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and such a joy. And we look forward to having you on again.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. What a beautiful.
Bye.
Thank you, Dea. What a beautiful guest. And if you think about conscious uncoupling, the fact that one has to be conscious and aware that they love someone enough to wish them a better life. To wish them a life where they are finding their happily ever after or living or wishing or their dreams. And as we grow, sometimes it's very different. I remember that when the wall came down in East Germany, that I was told that there was such a high divorce rate in East Germany when the wall came down because people didn't know before the wall came down that they like sushi or that they like jazz music or because they only had what they had over there, what was given to them in that moment in time. And so their set of circumstances was very set. And once it broadened and they had the ability to learn more about who they were and what brought them to life and what brought them to joy and what brought them to happiness, that they would go and live their life sort of like I'm living my life, stepping towards their passions and dreams. And what would happen then would be that they grew apart. And so very often when people get married, that as they go back to school or as they're getting their degrees or as they're learning who they are or discovering who they are in the world or they go off to war or whatever the set of circumstances that comes about in their life that cracks them open to a different place and either broadens them or elevates them or leads them in a different direction. Something happens in their life, an illness, a loss of a loved one, whatever it is. And they are no longer at that same space and place where they were before. But that does not mean that they did not love each other completely or that they don't love each other completely and wish the very best for one another. And so to have somebody like Dea who you can work with, who cares enough about caring, that says, let's love each other forever. You don't need to fight. We can mediate this. We can do this in love. We can change the language and make it a conscious language of compassion and care and communication, or someone that's fighting for the rights of your child who is lost in this battle between you, or even, you know, as she's talking about fighting for parents' rights for their children, for their vaccines, or for this poor family who didn't want their child to be radiated, you know, and to go through chemotherapy, and to have somebody in your corner that not only knows the law inside and out, that hasn't, you know, not only has been a child attorney, a family attorney, an advocate across the nation on the news for things like raw milk and whatever it is, fighting the rights and the injustices of the wrongs, and to have somebody who cares so much. And then when she's not working, as she was talking about the organizations like Peace Now that she's involved with, or these organizations that are taking these young kids out on these field trips that have never seen a tree, that have never seen a squirrel, people have never seen snow or water, and the opportunity to connect with the planet and the earth in an entirely new and different way, and then now to step into this incredible space that they are creating, several of them around the planet, Extraordinary Miracles poem, sustainable and wellness communities that are really unbelievable. They've drawn the top masters of the world. And as she talks about them being otherworldly or portals to these other consciousness and these other lives and these other worlds. And so to have someone that cares about the planet and cares about the future of our children and the hundreds of years from now, nature and the earth and creating peace around the world, and somebody who mediates in a way that listens from her heart and her spirit and her soul. And I love that it's the fact that it's on a houseboat and or a yacht, as she said, as this office, and people can sit out there on the water and sort of calm down and relax. And I just think that's so special. And so it was wonderful having her with us. And it's wonderful having you here, our audience, as we've moved over to Times. And as I shared in the beginning of the show, and I'll share with you a little bit more as, you know, the time goes by, but this show has really opened up to have so many different layers. So we have guests that we have geared out for you that are going to teach you about first time home buying. If you want to have children in a family, do you buy near a school? How do you do that if you have pets? You know, do you get the invisible fence? All of that. We have people coming in to talk about feng shui, your house for prosperity, and all of that. And if you want to have babies or you want to have a happy sex life, or how do you go about and how place your bed and place your house and where do those items go to be able to do that? We're going to talk about money and how you combine your money and how you talk about money issues with one another. We're going to have people talk about estate planning and wills and trusts, as Dave was talking about that her father does, and, you know, planning for those future generations and the what happens when you're not here and being able to make those difficult decisions. We have Amanda Rin, one of my favorite guests of all time, coming to speak to us about how to speak the unspeakable, how you actually have those conversations, what you want for sexually or what's not working, or how you actually have these loving conversations, as Deo is talking about today, and the languaging of how to have those conversations. We have people coming on to talk to about the depths of intimacy and deeper intimacy and all sorts of eroticism and play and places you can go to for play dates as adults, or whether you've been married 25 years, 50 years, how to deepen your relationships and your intimacies in your relationships, and how to do all of those things. We have how to start. How do you get online? How do you date? What are the mistakes people make? We have step parenting. Shelley Lefko, also an extraordinary, extraordinary guest, will talk about step-parenting. And it was interesting. She was on one of my other shows, and I was sure this particular show that she was on was steered and geared towards women. My marketing was for women. My languaging of my ads was directly set for women. And I really believe that I was creating a hub and a place and space for women to go and express themselves and to share with one another and to offer secrets and tools and techniques and, as I say, the pathways and the doorways to the happier, healthier, happily ever after life. And I had invited Shelley on the show to talk about step-parenting because I thought that would be lovely information for my women. And the radio station received over 300 letters within a week from men saying what a beautiful show it was, what a special show it was, how enlightening the show was, how rich the show was, how much they learned. And we didn't even know that we had a male audience until we did the step-parenting show, and we realized that was just in 1 week people that wrote letters. And we looked at our numbers and could not believe across the world how many men were listening to the show. So Shelley's information is riveting. It's important. It's powerful in how you combine those families, or even how you parent your own kids today. Just absolutely the best information you can find on this information, and she'll be speaking to us. We have people talking about the sweeping 50 Shades of Grey and why women were so attracted to that, and how we play and ask for things in our life in a whole different way of eroticism. All of that, really sweet. And we have marriage counselors and family counselors and sex counselors and a whole slew of dream team people lined up for you on this show. And so it's wonderful to be here on Times. And we invite you to join us on our other shows, Monday Night Passionate Living, which is at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Passionate Living. And that's Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And starting in July, Unlimited Life, new medicine, science, technology, alternative health, healing everything, groundbreaking on the planet. Whether it's the mission to Mars or driverless cars, you will find all of that information on Unlimited Life on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then, of course, here on our Bridal Talk Radio on Thursday evenings, 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So it's a joy being here. I thank you for being with me today. And I'm so thrilled that I was able to present to you Susan Dea Hamway, because for those of you that are out there that are going through a rough time in your relationship or thinking that you are ready to move on and to find the love of your life if this is not it, or to find the next step in loving yourself. And in order to do that, you need to release a relationship, and you want to do it consciously, with care, with compassion and comfort, and certainly the most heart and love and spirit and soul that any two people could ever muster. And Susan Dea Hamway is certainly the attorney you want to find. And so for Dea and myself, Nicole Brandon, we are wishing you the happily ever after, the unbridled life, the happy life of bliss, of passion, of dreams, of wonderment, amazement, amusement, heart, spirit, soul, and love. We look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, may your happily ever after dreams come just for you. Ready? Other side of the door.